This is Krista in the Morning Rush podcast. Krista in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. We are, of course, here doing our second date update. Probably our most popular segment of Matt Town right now.
Oh, yeah. People love this stuff. And we do, too, to be honest.
Absolutely. Love it. So today we are speaking with Madeline. Good morning, honey.
Hey, good morning.
So tell us, you went out on a date with whom?
Andrea.
Andrea. Okay. So kind of tell us what's going on.
So we met at Colectivo for coffee, which is one of my favorite spots. And, you know, I noticed the vibe was like a little strange from the get-go, and I didn't understand why, honestly.
Interesting.
What do you mean?
So she was kind of like looking off, like not really looking me in the eye, and like distracted by anything and everything. She was on her phone. Like, I mean, I thought she was cute. I thought she thought I was cute. That's what she said when we messaged back and forth. And then all of a sudden I get this like standoffish behavior.
Weird. So at the time you guys did get along, and then she just started kind of not being interested in what was going on with you.
Yeah, and I don't understand what the deal was.
Very weird. So you guys met through an online study group. It's always good.
Yeah.
Cool. So you guys are like grad students then?
Yeah, we're grad students.
Oh, very cool.
Is there anything that you can think of that maybe you said that might have offended her or?
I have no idea. I mean, honestly, her standoffish behavior was like from the get-go, so I couldn't like... I keep, like, racking my brain to try and figure out if I did something, if I said something, if I looked at her a certain way, but I don't get it. I don't understand.
I mean, did you brush your teeth? Was it the kind of coffee that you ordered, maybe? I mean...
I don't know. Of course I brush my teeth.
Teeth are very important, too, so hopefully you just have nice teeth. How did this date end?
We walked out of the cafe, and I asked her if I could walk her to her car, and she said no. Oh. And so we just walked our separate ways.
Okay, so even though she was a bit standoffish through this whole thing, you still want to go back out with her?
Yeah, I want to know what happened.
Yeah.
Like, we had such chemistry when we were chatting, and I don't get it. Like, clearly something was not okay, and I want to know what that was.
Maybe it's just nerves. Let's find out.
We will find out. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to play a song, and then we are going to get your girl on the phone and see why she hasn't gotten back to you. How long has it been?
It's been 2 weeks.
Oh.
Wow.
Ugh. Yeah, that's not good.
Wow.
So, Madeline, are you ready, love? We're going to give Andrea a call.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, is this Andrea?
Yeah.
Hi, Andrea. This is Krista, Shady, and Aaron from
hello.
Krista in the Morning Rush.
Hello.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Yes, we are calling from 93.1 Jams because, lo and behold, you went out on a date with a lovely young lady named Madeline. Do you remember her?
Yes, I do.
Ooh, I heard the in your voice. What's with the
You guys met at a study group. You guys met for some coffee. She thought you were a little standoffish, but she still wants to know what happened. It's a little thing we do here called second date update.
Oh man, this is so uncomfortable. We went on a date. We got along really well online, and so we went out. Honestly, I just, when I got there, it was just really clear that she had kind of sent me not super accurate pictures of herself and stuff. Mm. And I don't know, I just, not to sound like, I don't want to come off as shallow or anything. I just feel like when people send you pictures and then they don't look anything like them, it's like, what's going on there? Like, why would you send something that kind of feels like a lie, you know?
Well, us girls always are about the filters. Does she just have major filters on?
I think it's a little more than me. Like, it felt like somebody had photoshopped them fairly professional.
Oh, man.
Well, I don't want to be, like, too, like, crass here, but, like, what was different?
You're going to make me say it on the radio.
I am.
Yes.
I guess, I don't know. I think it was that she's definitely a little bit bigger than she was in the photos, which, and, like, her... skin wasn't quite as clear.
Andrea, are you kidding me? Are you serious right now?
Well, there she is, actually.
Yeah.
Madeline, Andrea, Madeline is on the phone, love.
Are you serious?
Super
like Photoshopped? Everybody uses Instagram filters. It's not that serious, but Photoshopped? My photos are not.
I'm sorry. That's what it looked like. It looked, or it was like an older photo of you. I don't know.
I've done that.
No. Yeah, I definitely did not do that. And it's not fair that you would be like body shaming me. We don't know each other that well. I mean, if we were friends, you could maybe give some constructive criticism, but that's not okay.
I'm not here to body shame you, but honestly, it just, like, to me, if I get a picture that's wildly different from the person I'm meeting, then it tells me that that person's not very confident in who they are.
Yeah, you can understand, maybe, Madeline, how that would be hurt. Like, if I sent, like, a girl a picture of, like, a handsome man and then I showed up, they'd be understandably disappointed.
It's true.
It's not like the photos were worlds apart, though. It's literally just, like, filters that everybody uses. I didn't think I had to, like, you know, take a photo of when I first wake up in the morning and send that.
Mm. I mean, I like almost walked by your table a couple times because I didn't realize it was the same person.
Oh my. So that's significantly different.
That it felt like it was
a
really different photo.
Sorry, my symmetry didn't look familiar.
So, well, here's the thing. Are you attracted to her at all, or you're just not attracted now?
Yeah, like maybe just now that you know what she looks
different.
Like.
I mean, I would say what I was attracted to was her mind and like how confident she came off, and it felt like she wasn't confident in person because she looked really different.
Right.
But like,
I mean, we all have our thing. We all have our little insecurities.
I have heard though that insecurities are one of the biggest turnoffs. Just being insecure about who you are.
Especially when you're first meeting someone.
Right. But if you two would like to go try it out again, I mean, you two know what each other look like now. See, I mean, you guys have a pretty good understanding. We will pay for the coffee, dinner, drinks, whatever.
I'm feeling it.
I mean, I guess I feel bad. I feel awkward that I had to say this to you, but if you still want to go, like, I'd be willing to give it a second chance.
Hmm.
I mean, honestly, I'm not interested anymore. None of this sounds appealing. Yeah. Like, why would I want to go out with somebody because they feel sorry for me? That's not appealing at all.
Hmm. Well,
I don't know. I tried.
At least you girls were honest with each other this time around.
Men are big dumb animals. That was just some free life advice.
It's Tough Love with Siri.
I love at least that you laugh at that because you're telling me instinctually that it's true.
Men are big dumb animals.
Dumb.
It's true. I'll say it and I'll stand by it. And anybody that wants to argue with me, what is it? 3210931. If you want to argue with me that men are not big dumb animals, because we all are.
Listen, all of us ladies are agreeing with Shady as of right now. Yes, you can also text us if you don't want to talk with us. I don't know why you wouldn't. 30734 Snapchat Jams 931. What else we got, Shady?
You can hit us up on Twitter at 931Jams, Instagram 931Jams. You can hit us up on Facebook, The Book of Faces, or Friends with Benefits members. You can hit us up through that as well.
Love that. We're actually on Facebook Live, so hi, everyone.
Yeah, hello everyone on Facebook Live.
Yay, we love you, and you can ask us questions too that way. All right, so we have a submission here off Instagram from Sawyer. Siri, listen, I'm thinking about buying some of those huge subwoofers for my car. That way people 10 blocks away will hear my beats. What do you think? Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Don't do it.
Yes. You should definitely put oversized subwoofer speakers in your car. If you are a time traveler from the 1990s, nobody wastes their money on those things anymore. We get it. You feel bad because you have an old piece of car that barely works and you are trying to make it cooler. I have bad news for you though. Adding subwoofer speakers will not make your old car better. They will just make more people notice your ugly car and also your horrible taste in music as it comes rattling down the street.
Yeah, you know what? I love having big speakers in my car. I've purchased several different sets of sub speakers and blown them all out. So
you don't have them in the Buick right now, do you?
No, not yet.
Oh my gosh, please don't install those.
If anybody wants to hook me up with those, that'd be great.
Oh my! I find that the most annoying thing ever on the road,
Krista.
Is that
you don't understand?
I don't want to hear your vibrating car, that piece of crap car that you own.
You don't understand.
I don't understand. Maybe not. We have a text here from Eleanor, who's a Friends with Benefits member. Siri, listen, I want to break up with my but I don't know how. What's the best way to break up with someone? Oh no.
The best way to break up with someone is just to delete the Facebook status saying that you were in a relationship and then never talk to them again. Yes. If it isn't on social media, did it ever really happen? The answer to that question is, absolutely not. People live more of their life online than they do in reality.
No.
Facebook over means over forever.
You know what? And that's a couple months ago, I actually got out of a relationship. And immediately after I got out of the relationship, I took down all the Instagram posts. You take down all the Facebook posts. You try to delete the memory completely. And it works. It's the way to go. You just delete them from your life. Block, delete, gone. What's the phrase?
Extinct?
Don't let the door hit you where the
sun don't shine.
Where the sun don't shine. Something about candy and unicorns. I don't know, Crystal.
I love. See, they're real. You believe me too.
Gotta include unicorns.
I know. All right. So we have a message here from our Friends with Benefits member Erica. Siri, listen. So no matter how hard I try, I cannot lose weight whatsoever. Are there any ways that I can learn how to lose weight? Because I can't think of a damn one. Siri.
Oh, this one is an easy one. You are having trouble losing weight because you eat like shit and your diet is undoing all of the good work that you are doing in the gym. I know it feels like you are eating healthy, but the problem is that you will do really well eating healthy all week and then on the weekend. You will go crazy and order a bunch of late night pizza and then stuff your face and that will make you not lose any weight. You can either live on salads and be skinny and miserable, or you can live on pizza and nachos and be happy.
Oh my gosh, Aaron and I had this amazing dish last night. I think it's called poutine. Have you ever had that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, that's good.
It is good.
Yeah, so that's what we had last night. I'm sure there's a lot of calories in that sucker.
Mm-hmm.
Am I saying that correctly, Aaron?
What did you say? What was it?
Poutine?
Yes, it's poutine.
Yes.
P-O-U-T-I-N-E. It's like fries, gravy, and cheese curds.
And brisket was on it.
And brisket, yes.
Yes! Can't wait to go back. I'm going to go back tonight, I think. All right, we have a question here off Snapchat from Justin. Siri, listen, whenever my coworker acts all pumped on Monday, it takes all my energy not to headbutt him in the face. I mean, what kind of monster actually likes Mondays? That is kind of weird.
I would do
the same thing.
Mondays can go off. And
yes!
So can anybody who is excited for them. I can't stand it when people are super pumped for a Monday. Tone down the energy, peppy pants. This isn't a cheerleading tryout. It's an office that everyone hates being at. It is a Monday and everyone is close to stabbing someone with a pen. If you want the person to be you, keep being happy for no reason.
Hey, Krista, you want to toss me a pen? Aaron's really close to me. Speaking of stabbing with pens.
Oh okay.
Ouch.
But yeah, I think
that happened.
I think we all have that coworker who just comes to work on Monday like, hey guys, let's all get ready for a super productive and efficient work week.
Oh my gosh.
And you just want to throw them off the roof.
So weird. It sounds like my Uncle Bob.
Download the podcast. Download the podcast now.